You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by my co-worker Jane Lee, who covers the Athletics for MLB.com. Jane, a couple of things about the trades that Billy made this week. I look at the payroll for next year, and I see $24 million in commitments. That's mostly Butler and Crisp, as you know. But there are also 15 arbitration-eligible players. Does Billy have to do more in terms of cutting payroll, or do you think he's at a manageable area now, even with the 15 arbitration guys?
No, I think he's definitely at a manageable area when you look at who he's parted with and what he's parted with in terms of salary. Even though they chipped in some money with the deal that involved Zobrist and Clifford, those guys, along with Chasmir this year, were pretty much the biggest pieces taking up their salary outside of Coco and even though Flaherty is making a good amount this year relatively. But they did shed payroll. It has been a focus. I think it has to be when you look at the position they're in, and they decided they had to be realistic about their situation. And this is a team that when they do things like this, payroll does come into play. And it might even be one of the reasons, you're not seeing Barry Zito. I think at this point, a lot of people thought he would be up by now. And if he does come up, he makes, he gets $1 million automatically along with, prorated of the major league minimum. And you're thinking, well, what's $1 million, to a professional baseball team? But I mean, saving money and, keeping that payroll intact is something that's important to them. And maybe they're going a little overboard with it and in terms of that. But I think it is something that, they don't take lightly and they don't anymore. But, looking toward next year and more importantly, past next year and in years to come, I think they're kind of putting themselves in a position to where they are going to be rebuilding. It's something that they haven't done in a long time.
And Jane, Billy mentioned the Astros model, which is a complete teardown, and it's very painful. The attendance in Houston went from 3 million to 1 million. TV ratings went to zero. I mean, it was very painful long term, and the attendance hasn't bounced back. But when I look at the A's in 2016, and correct me if I've got any of the names wrong here, but I see Lowry, Bird, Vaught behind the plate, Reddick is still signed, Crisp is signed, and whatever you think of Sogard and Simeon and Ike Davis. But then that pitching rotation with Gray and Chavez and Graveman and Bassett and Pomerantz and Hahn and Parker possibly, Griffin possibly. I mean, I would look at that team and say, wow, those are good places to start. We can contend. How do you think Billy sees it?
Well, I think that's what he thought. I mean, that's what everyone thought at the beginning of the season. You looked at their roster, and, although a lot of names didn't stand out, after Donaldson and Moss and Cespedes and Samardzija, guys like those left, they still had good pieces, particularly in the rotation. But, it seemed like everything went against their way this year. I mean, any little thing that could happen did. Injuries really affected them. And, all those great pieces, including Zobrist and Clifford and Kazmir, it really didn't matter in the end because everything that could go wrong did. And so, they do have good pieces, and maybe it is a good foundation, but they really need to solidify their roster. They have the depth. They've always had the depth. They've always kept in mind how significant depth is, and it's really come in handy in a year like this where you are seeing a lot of injuries. But there's just so much uncertainty on their roster. You look at guys like Graveman and Bassett,
right.
And you never know what you're going to get from them. They're not, experienced, proven guys, and I think that's what they're missing. Up and down their roster, there's just, there's not many veterans now beyond Butler, and Coco really hasn't been around much of the season because of his health issues. So I think right now they do have good pieces. I mean, anyone would love to have a Sonny Gray right now. You know, he's solidifying himself as one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, but, you know, he can only help them every fifth day, and Kazmir, too, could only help them every fifth day. So it's kind of just about forming some kind of consistency, you know, throughout the roster, and right now they just don't have that.
And, Jane, based on, you know, what you said, what Billy said, so can you see them, see Billy listening on, and I guess he does all the time anyway, but listening on Brett Lowry, listening on Crisp, if there's a market for him, obviously with the history, Reddick, Vaught, and maybe some of the pitchers. Do you see him doing an even further tear down and really taking a step back to take a step forward to replenish the roster? Do you see that possibly happening over the next 6-7 months, I guess it would be?
I don't think immediately. I think right now, you know, they're taking a step back. You know, they've parted with the guys that they knew were not returning next year. And I think that was kind of the first step in the process. And now they've got to really think about what they want to do and how they want to go about doing it. I mean, Billy's been so adamant in recent years that he doesn't buy into, you know, rebuilding. He doesn't want to waste the season. You know, he wants to contend every single year. And for him to, you know, applaud the Astros and the way they've been doing things and, you know, how they're reaping the benefits of all those, you know, painful growing years, that was significant to me, because he's really never come out and said something like that. He's been very consistent in saying, you know, that he wants to contend every year. And so for him to throw that around, that, I mean, I'm sure that raised a lot of eyebrows everywhere, because, you know, the A's really, they have been, you know, in recent years, that team that's always in there. So I don't know that they even know what the plan is for the next 6 or 7 months. I think they want to, you know, let this season play out, see what they have at the end of it, and go from there. You know, even when he was asked this week, you know, do you plan to contend next season? And he really didn't have an answer. So I think they're in a position that they haven't really been in before. This is kind of new to him. I mean, as long as he's been doing this and, you know, as much experience and success that he's had, this is a different position. And I think they're going to, you know, take a long, hard look and more than just a few months and, you know, trying to figure out what the right move is for them.
One of the players Billy was excited about when he acquired him last offseason was Marcus Semien. And I look at the numbers in terms of just the errors, and they look bad. As someone who sees him every day, what's your analysis of what you've seen out of the shortstop, Marcus Semien?
I think he's getting better. There are definitely, you know, he didn't look fully comfortable at shortstop at the beginning of the season. And I really think in recent weeks, even though there's been an error there or here, you know, that he has improved. You know, overall, he's always had good range, but now he's getting to balls a little better. His throwing looks more natural. So I think from a defensive standpoint, you know, he's looking a lot better. He's had his ups and downs at the plate, mostly good. I think that's what really impressed everyone, even throughout, you know, the times where things were going well for him defensively, was, you know, that really never affected him at the plate. And he was always putting together good at bats. So I think all around, I mean, he's kind of what they expected. You know, he came in and they thought he would be maybe an average player in all aspects of the game. And I think you look at him and you have to kind of agree that, you know, that's, you know, it's kind of where he's at right now. And I don't know if they would seriously entertain the thought of moving him to second base, but it might be better for him long-term defensively. And, you know, it will be interesting to see how these next couple months go for him, because if he does struggle or the defense just, you know, kind of hits a standstill and there's not much further improvement, that is a position that they could look to upgrade. I think, you know, all around the league, I mean, shortstops are so hard to find. So for now, I mean, they're content with him and they're happy that he's improving, but I don't know that he is, you know, the type of long-term answer there that they're looking for.
Well, it's always interesting around the A's, and thanks for your time today, and thanks for all your good work, and we'll see what the next few months brings in Billy World.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.